Black Compass, Black Compass Media. Salute to everybody tuning in, everybody in the building. We back, we live, we here again with this E-Heart Classic interview about to happen. Tone, before I get to that, let me get my guy Tone. Tone, what's up with you?
Yo, Black Compass Media, man. Tone Bro checking in. Shout out to everybody, man. Everybody that's here and all that, man. Shout out to Houston. We'll be out in Houston for initiation. That card is going down. So salute to the whole region, man. Definitely going to be out there. Cannot wait to escape this New York winter, which is winding down, but still. But we got to get to things, though, because we are joined up here by one of the, you know what I'm saying? This is a lady that I think for most people, I would be shocked if she's not in your top five, you know, from the women's side of the section and all that, man. Very, very well respected. On top of that, great battles out. You know what I'm saying? The most recent battle, I believe, was the battle against Ines, one rounder, which I think she won. You know what I'm saying? New York City, stand up and all that good stuff, man. We here with Infinite E-Heart. What's going on?
Yeah. It's good with you.
I'm all right. Life is good. You know, we chilling. This is Thursday, Friday Eve. You know, we can't complain up here. How's everything going with E-Heart?
I mean, I can't complain. Who gonna listen?
You say who gonna listen?
Who fuck gonna listen? What I got to say?
Okay. I got
word,
you.
I'm good though. I can't complain.
I got you. We fresh off of that. Fresh Chrome 23. Off of that Chrome 23, right, Polo?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah. So and we know you was outside for that. Like, first of all, how was that for you? What did you think about the event overall?
No, wait. First of all, why wasn't you on the card before we even get to the card? Why wasn't you on the card?
Get to that.
I thought Remy told y'all.
Nah, I want to hear from you, though.
Man, Vixen Duck, man.
Okay.
Vixen was playing limbo, man.
She was double dutching with it? Why?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nah, but for real, you know, I always talk shit. She was coming off of, you know, the Casey battle, so I guess it wasn't enough time for her to get shit together, respectfully so.
Understandably. Yeah. Okay.
Man, this one of those cards, though, man. You got to kind of get a shit that you, that would have been a
nah,
nice
you got to get it. Like, yeah, you can't turn that. You got to get together, man. Like, but exactly. I mean, these are your favorites. These are your favorites, right?
Here she go, Polo.
I was acting for a friend. My friend right here wanted to know, like.
Right.
Yeah,
right,
I was
right.
Just asking.
She up there. I ain't going front though. I was a little excited. I was a little mad when I heard that battle wasn't going down. No, I ain't going. That would have been the one for me. But you know, it's gonna it happen soon, right?
I mean, hopefully. I don't know. Okay. You know, sometimes the train be leaving.
It's true.
Sometimes, like how they doing us over there, which is crazy. The train be leaving sometimes. My nigga, you got to jump on the train when you can, for real.
That's a fact.
Okay.
Now we could get into the Chrome 20. Now, first off, you, Rita, and Misfit, y'all. I think y'all did an incredible job, man. I think y'all really saved the stream a lot. What was that like?
I ain't gonna lie, like I didn't really understand what people were saying. Y'all saved the stream, but I went and looked back at the beginning, and now I understood what y'all was saying. It was a dope experience. That shit hard as hell, though. I ain't gonna lie, like not hard as hell, because I'm kind of a natural at it, but you don't realize how difficult it is to keep the conversation going 15, right. 20, 30 minutes, like no dead spots. You have to keep talking.
Right. No, I seen y'all. Y'all were doing great work up there. And, you know, it was good to have particularly y'all three up there, you, Rita, and I got a shout out Nunu as well and Misfit. And it's like, it's good because I think that showed a good representation of our culture. Like the women in our culture are just as knowledgeable, if not even more knowledgeable. And you got two legends up there. What would you think? Like, I don't want to kill Shorty too much, but they had another little co-host. I don't know who what her name was, but she ain't seem to know too much. But I give y'all credit for not making it crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, nah. I mean, I think we might be going a little hard on them, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I think we need to be going in on Hot 97 a little bit, and not necessarily going in on them, but I feel like they should have, I feel like they slept on our community. They didn't know how big our community was. They thought it was, homegirl came out and said, we're here for a rap battle cypher. So I guess they thought it was a rap battle cypher. And they didn't understand, like, no, this is a culture. This is a community. Like, you, I feel like they should have had them two girls at least, each of them go not study, but at least brush up on four girls each, come back to the drawing board. They had enough weeks to do a little bit of homework, you know?
Right.
But I feel like it's on Hot 97 to have told them that. Like, they kind of underestimated our community power.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so, too. And you know, our community, you got to, like, we're very detailed fans. Like,
who the champion?
You know that you know what you're talking about. We don't just trust anybody with this battle rap thing.
Right.
Know? So, yeah.
It's yo, either- yo, Polo, who the champion? Who the champion?
who the champion?
No, that shit epic. That might be the most. That might be the most epic moment of 2022 for real, y'all.
So far, yeah. So far, hands down. It's not even close. I also think the Cassie J one was fire. It was funny.
Cassie J. Well, what about Mrs. Hustle though?
Mrs. Hustle married, like, the woman.
Oh, she married, got married on a nigga. Nigga got a BBL and got married. Heard you, Hustle.
Wow.
Like, yeah, nah, crazy. It was crazy.
Yo, they was wild enough. Hot 97, respectfully. You definitely
respectfully. Like,
y'all gotta tap in with the culture, man. Open that budget up. It's a lot of dope female analysts out there. Research and get them up there, man. Yeah. Come on, man. Y'all got that. Come on now.
Yeah. And I was just so proud because at the same time that's going on, you got Nunu doing well. You guys are carrying the conversation really for casual fans that's coming in. Getting to understand the layout, you know what I mean? It may not resonate with us all being in tune, but y'all was talking to the fans that was just joining in. Now, what did you think about the ambiance, the place, Nebula as a venue and just the general feel of the event?
I liked the way the room was. I like it had seating, you know, for people when they, I know y'all feet was hurting 7 fucking hours there. So I like that. I don't know how I feel about the light. None of my pictures didn't really come out too good. The pictures that I did see.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about the light. I wasted a fit. Some kind of like, look, you can wear it again.
Facts.
What's that? It was like some kind of purplish, bluish light or some shit. Like, yeah, I didn't really like that. But I feel like the venue was pretty dope. Yeah, the stage was kind of small, though.
Stage was small.
The stage was tiny, like.
Right.
But it was decent. I've seen worse.
Yeah. No entourages on the stage. None of that, for the most part, right? Nobody behind the battlers, I guess. I felt like it was a little chatty in there, though. You know, that was my only thing. Like, the performances, I mean, we had Prestavia Yoshi. Like, did you actually get a chance to watch all the battles or were you able to, you know what I mean, see the opening battle between Prestavia and Yoshi? Like, what did you think?
Yeah, I saw it. I think Prestavia was on a roll. Yoshi was doing good, but, you know, the crowd wasn't receiving her as, you know, as I guess she expected.
Right.
Both of them had a pretty good performance, and I'm glad that Yoshi didn't... you know, I'm glad she didn't give up or go into a temper tantrum like QB was about to. Know what I'm saying? So salute to her for that. And I don't know. I feel like it might have been two different perspectives in the room. VIP perspective. And then, I mean, we were all VIP, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, the balcony and the lower level, it seems like they both had different perspectives. I don't know.
Yeah that was interesting too. Now for that to be sort of for that stage, right? And I'm glad you actually brought up the QB situation in 40. I mean, that seemed to catch a lot of people off guard, like her content and stuff like that. Like, what did you think about that performance? Like, was it too much? Because I've been talking to people about this all, like, since everything dropped. Like, do you feel like it was too much? Or, you know what I'm saying, took away from her winning the actual battle? Like, what'd you think?
I don't feel like she would have won the battle anyway. But yeah, it was definitely too much. It was definitely too much. Like all three rounds of the bullshit. I mean, like we said in the spaces, like, what if a dude would have said all that shit?
Right.
Like he might have got packed up in the venue. Like, it's to the point where, like, I asked Shorty on the stream, she's probably her first time watching battle rap. I asked her, what you looking for? Shock value, she said. Right? But even that, it's like, nah, not the pedophilia. Like,
yeah. Right. Yeah, right. I think the first round was fire because, you know what I mean, we ain't see QB in a long time, and we got, she ain't OD with it, but by the second round, she went to full R. Kelly with it.
Fire though, Polo?
The first round was her first round was fire to me. I ain't gonna front.
Yeah.
The Chinese dick round?
That was the first?
I think so.
I mean, you could take one bad line out of anybody raps, man.
Okay. Somebody in the spaces say, yo, the Chinese dick line was hard. Paul.
Crazy. What? Oh, nah.
Yo, niggas is wilding with that one.
Wow.
Yo, what?
Yeah, it's wild out here, man.
So, could we go in order though? That was like the third battle,
that
right?
Was three, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, sure.
So, what was the second battle?
That Casey and Official.
Boom, let's get to that. Casey and Official. How you feel about that one?
I feel like Official did a thing. Official won, in my opinion. But I feel like Casey was fighting, and I feel like if she didn't have the boot on her leg, she might have been fighting. It might have looked a little different.
Yeah. I thought that battle was actually a little closer than whatever.
Super close. Were.
Yeah. Casey definitely came and did her thing, but Official had a couple of haymakers though, like for real. Shook the building a little bit, like.
Remember, y'all know you fat. Why you want to tear a squad up? Like
she said some shit. She about to pull a Remy. Like, nah, that shit was crazy.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna front the Remy flips for this event. I heard a lot of good Remy Paps flips. They were very creative. The women, y'all did y'all thing on that one. So you said you scored it either way, and you think Casey would have did better.
I didn't say that. I said I had Official winning, but it was a good battle.
Okay. Part itself. And then the 40 QB said QB, you know what I mean? Can QB come back from this? Like, you think people still want to see her after this one?
Would you pay her as a league owner? I'll be asking them here. I might want to fuck with me over there in Black Compass because I ask them questions that make a nigga want to think. That nigga Tony got into a deep thought, like, whoa.
Yeah, man. I'm like,
what? I
damn.
The shock value is there, and I can actually pair QB up with guys too if I wanted to. So there's a
lot of easy ticket seller. People gonna want to see that.
Yeah,
I don't think niggas gonna want to see that no more. Y'all niggas, come on, my niggas. This is a safe space, or what's up? Why we not telling the truth? What's going on?
I think people don't want to hear that shit again. I think people like hearing that shock value.
I don't think nobody enjoyed that shit, bro. I never went to a venue. And
that shit was weird as fuck in the building.
Like, bro, I never been to a battle where there's silence, like silence when somebody's rapping. It's either cheers or you get the side talk on the side and the back. Niggas was just silent and laughs. That's it. Like, I've never experienced that before, bro.
Disbelief.
Yeah.
If I was a league owner, like, I'm not taking my chance on that. And especially knowing, like, after the three, I'm gonna be disappointed.
But look, she didn't choke.
Yeah.
She did great promo leading up to the event. They had a crazy face off. Yeah, as a league owner, you got everything you wanted.
You did get everything. You did.
So, are we serious? For real?
Yeah.
From a business standpoint, you got everything you wanted. You got a fire face off. You get an artist that didn't choke. She lost, but that ain't your job whether you win or lose. You just want to have somebody that don't choke or don't fuck it up too much.
Fuck the content.
I don't think league owners care about content.
Nah, no doubt. No doubt, respectfully.
They don't. Like, let's be honest. If I'm a league owner, I wouldn't care about content either. I would care if you choking or some shit, but if you ain't choking and you giving me all the other face
as off, long as you complete in your 3 minutes, you don't give a fuck. 3-4 minutes, you don't care like what's being done or said in the middle of the round.
And now that depends.
See, like that's what that I'm saying. Depends.
Within boundaries, within reason, like
yeah, within reason.
Yeah, like it's
what was in boundaries and reasons in any of those rounds? Like what, like bros, are y'all for real?
I mean, if you want book QB, this is the type of shit.
Listen, and I don't want to seem like, cause y'all know 40 is my homegirl, so I don't want to seem like I'm trying to take away QB's bag or nothing. But what I'm saying is, I don't want to seem like I'm trying to take a bag away from QB or nothing. Like if niggas want to book her, to each his own. That's just my opinion. If I was a league owner, I wouldn't do it. You know what I'm saying? So I don't want to make it seem like I'm on a campaign like, yo, don't book her no more. Nah, I mean, y'all telling me this is surprising to me. You know what I'm saying? So maybe she will be booked again. I don't know how excited people will be to see her again unless she like comes totally different. Like she got to switch it up, in my opinion.
Right, right.
Yeah,
I've definitely seen her better.
She got the child bars got to go out the window. Holo's got to go out the window.
Yeah, and I think you know what? You know, now that I think about it, since she's been gone, a lot of things have happened in the culture that probably make that a little bit cringy for everybody, right?
This even is what I'm so. Like. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Read the room, right? Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, niggas got their whole career taken down.
Right.
You feel me? Niggas' whole career was erased, bro. So it's like, what is we accepting? What are we doing? You know? And then, are we allowing that from a nigga, bro?
Never.
So what's up? Like, what are we doing? So we not allowing it from a nigga, but we will book her to do it again.
Because I feel like QB built her career already. I feel like if this came from a nigga that kind of built his career, we would be mad. But I think niggas
if have said if those
Arsenal said Arsenal said shit like this.
He said
I've never heard him say nothing about like having sex with a minor or minors having sex with minors or nothing to that sort of stuff. I've never heard that from Ars.
Yeah, he never ventured.
Nah, not the minor shit.
That's my only concern. Like, we know what QB do, but that's what I'm talking about. Like, the 40's daughter's a minor, my nigga. Like, what are we talking about? What is all the lewd accent? What are we talking about? How do you even think this of a minor? Niggas say, yo, I grab treasure, I do this and do that, whatever. Never nothing sexual or lewd towards her. I don't even, whatever, nigga. I look at that and ignore that. But now we getting spooky. We getting creepy. Like, it's getting weird, my nigga.
That's a fact.
I hear you.
You know?
Real shit. Hey, you make great points.
On to that main event. That main event, Couture Hustle. I thought it lived up to the billing. I'm going to be honest, but what did you think about the battle? Who'd you have winning?
I had Hustle with it. And I was mad surprised when I seen the votes for real.
Yeah, the disparity. You had Hustle winning out the gate. I had her win the first round out the gate, right?
Yeah, the first was crazy.
That was one of those. Did you have it 1-1 going into the third, or you gave Hustle the first two?
I had the second going to Hustle for real.
I respect that. Because for me, that shit come down to that second round. What do you think? Like, to me, this is probably some of the, like, content-wise and the way she structured her rounds. I felt like this was some of the best shit I heard from Hustle.
From Hustle, right? Couture
was very good, too. But Hustle was really content-based in this battle. What do you think as an MC watching her?
Yeah, I like Hustle this battle. The only thing I ain't like about Hustle was her stomping. Like, that shit kind of gave me flashbacks to our battle, bitch. Bitch stomping all on the stage and all that, like.
But, and it's hard stumps, too. It's like,
those bitches are echoing. Yeah, it's hard. She had all them bitches was echoing. I'm like, damn. Like, she getting crazy.
Other than that, like, nah, I think, and it was a couple of mishaps in Hustle third, like for real.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, if a nigga wanna give Couture that round, I'm not gonna debate them. I see a lot of people saying Couture second was crazy though. I'm gonna go back and watch it. You know what I'm saying? But as far as Hustle's third with the guy she bought out, he ain't have a mic at first. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how that looks on camera. Yeah. I know I had to start going back upstairs to start doing the commentary, so I couldn't really hear him. You know what I'm saying? And then once I got upstairs, I turned around, Miss Pac back on the stage. Like, it was crazy to me. So I don't know. I got to go look at it over, but I definitely had Hustle already winning the battle by the time that happened.
Okay. And now
That was kind of a little similar to me too. I definitely had Hustle the first two. I ain't like the third. I ain't like the third with the white man shit. I ain't really. I thought she could have delivered that way better than he did, to be honest.
Right. So, or and then the Are You Dumb in the middle, was that her third round?
That was the first.
Was that the third? Are You Dumbs?
Yeah, I think it probably was the third. Yeah.
Nah,
yeah,
that was the first round.
First round.
She did the Are You Dumb.
I didn't like that at all. At no point in the night. I'm sorry.
Because the DJ fucked it up. Whoever was doing it fucked it up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I'm saying? He skipped one of them. He's supposed to do it bar for bar, like, or she was supposed to do it bar for bar. Are you dumb? Are you dumb? Like, it was supposed to come back to back for Hustle. Yeah. I noticed that when he skipped it because she stopped.
Right.
And ain't nothing happened when she stopped. So I'm like, that nigga was supposed to do the Are You Dumb? But shout out to her for keeping it moving. Niggas probably ain't noticed that. I'm just such a fucking observant, picky person that I know that Are You Dumb was supposed to go there when she stopped.
Oh, I got you. I mean, listen, I like the fact that Chrome gave us them battles. It was a good look for the culture overall. Definitely want to see you on those. We would be remiss if we did not get to your battle career and on you. Let's just bring the target back on you. And I'm gonna start with my man Real Since Day One 499. Says salute to Queen E Heart. But Heart, why do people act like you didn't beat Jazz? That shit is crazy for real. I thought you clearly took that battle. Is like, I would imagine in Jazz's career, she's had so few battles that every battle that she has seems to count. And whenever she does battle, people rehash the old battles. Do you feel like the temperature has changed on that battle overall? And Real Since Day One, thanks for the question.
Real motherfuckers know what it is. You know, where I fucked up was even let her get the third, like get any kind of feel in that third round. You know what I mean? Me cutting the third round short. To me, that's the only round a nigga could debate. You know what I'm saying? First and second, clearly. The Pops choke. Like, what are we doing? Who's saying choke. Jazz won? Like, her Pops choke. I thought we stopping around. Nigga start choking and all that, my nigga. What are we doing? Like, it's over. Y'all know I took that. Knock it off.
Yo, you funny as hell.
Listen, it's okay. Now we here to the E-Heart. We on E-Heart now. It's a guy, man, from Jersey, man. It's a guy you got to see. Y'all been going back and forth. I feel like y'all both dropped fire as this song. Yeah, Tone. You know who I'm talking about. Shotgun Shook. What's up? What's going on?
Nah, his shit wasn't fire. His diss song wasn't fire. It was good though. Shook better stop playing with me. That nigga think he about to be dunking on me. Is he dumb? Like, what? You don't know how quick I am on my toes, nigga. I'm going to spin off on you. You going to dunk on somebody else, nigga. Nigga Shook talk too much shit. I'm going to kill that nigga for real.
That's it, man. Shook.
He said he wanted them kings versus queens.
Whatever. Like, I'm sitting like this, waiting for the call. Them niggas ain't called me yet.
Nah, we got to send it immediately, man. What's up, man?
Y'all got to understand. Not y'all. I'm talking about the fans. Like, we can't set up battles, y'all. I swear, y'all niggas be like niggas ducking and all. We cannot set the battles up. They set the battles up for us. Mm-hmm. We don't get the call, you know. Battle not gonna happen.
Come on, Beasley. Tag Beasley. We need it. We need this battle. We do. Yeah. I respect Shook for going after the people with the pins. He likes to that's been his thing now for like the last three years or so. You know what I mean? Like
I mean, I will pose this question to you. Things that make you go, what pins he beat?
Oh my God!
I'm just asking my peoples.
Go ahead, Zoe.
You know what?
talk to me.
None of them. Except, you know what? You know what? The B-Dot battle was very, very good.
I don't think he won that, but it's
good. Well, on first watch, he kind of won on first watch. But then when you got still, to digest the battle.
Even if he's not winning, he's writing better.
I just wanted to know. He is, though. And I like Suge. You know, that's like my little arch rival. But I always got to fuck with him. I like Suge, but he's just not fucking with me, though. Let's be for real, y'all.
Okay. I get it. Last battle I watched of yours, I talked about in the outset, was against Ines. One-round battle. Mm-hmm. I wish it was three. Wow. You went to work. And I got to say, like, just not just that battle. I feel like with you, with 40, we can add QB in there. With Hustle, it's like there's a certain reverence that the guys have for y'all. They know they can get their ass whooped. You know what I'm saying? Like, dude, will we see you in more of them type of intergender? Because I feel like there's a gap. There's the top tier women, a big ass gap, and then everyone else, in my opinion.
Right.
And you in that group. So will we see you more in that intergender situation? What do you think about the next battle?
Yeah, every time I do a one round, I always wish it was three rounds. But I ain't gonna hold you, Tony. You acting like you ain't in tune, my guy. Like, I done smoked more. I done smoked.
Yeah, talk to this nigga.
Hold on. Let's get to ISO. Go ahead.
What is he talking about? Y'all done smoked more. Young B more. Drugs. Never forget Stewie Newton. That's like some of my best work right there, my niggas. Like, who else, man? Ines, what's that? Five of them on my... Smacking these niggas up, man.
You get crazy on niggas, man. I ain't gonna
smacking
lie.
Smacking these niggas up, man.
I think we gotta normalize it because, the goal is at some point, right? The Women's Champion of the Year, fine. Shout out to Jay Black, that's dope. But I want to put everything together. Everything should be on the table. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's a fact. Was it any females on the list? Did C3 make that list this year or some shit?
She didn't, but me and Polo fought.
Okay, all
we
right.
fought for that one.
She was cooking.
Right. It wasn't no females fought. On the list this year?
Nah. It was tough because not everybody, people had good work, but some people didn't qualify because they didn't have three-round battles. You got to have three-rounders. But that's the inequality. That's the inequity, I feel like. Where
y'all niggas be counting verbal war zone?
No,
this is what we not gonna do. This is what we not gonna do.
Okay, I ain't gonna punch that. That's just fire, though. I love Verbal Warzone. That's one of
why you don't count. Yeah, because that's 3 years. I mean, 3 years. That's three rounds.
Yeah, true. So like, but it's on a beat, though. It's a different.
So it's on a beat, though.
Let me tell you something. It's on a beat, right? But it's on a different feel. Y'all feeling the real lives. What happens when you choking that bitch? You done messed up your whole round, my guy. Like. Crowd reaction, you can't stop for that. You gotta keep it pushing.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
Like it's only a few could survive over there for real. So I think y'all need to put a little bit of respect on the battles on the beats.
We should start counting that.
Yeah, because listen, niggas is going over there not surviving.
That's a fact. And look at that. And I seen you versus Young L. I seen you. I seen what you was doing.
Did you see me versus Official? Did you see what I was doing?
I seen you.
Like, come on now, put a little respect on the beats because it ain't that easy. Niggas look down on it, but let's see how a couple of it's a few. Bill Collector go over there and get crazy, but it's a few, but I don't think too many could really bang over there for real.
You think there are some top tier battlers out here that would not
I
be
know
able to
for
go over
sure.
There.
For sure.
Like who?
For sure. B-Magic. Huh?
What
is y'all talking about, my niggas? Like, y'all niggas is wild.
Yo, Heart.
Y'all can hear me?
Yeah, we got you. Yeah.
I'm gonna come back.
Yeah, just okay, come right yeah. back.
Yeah, leave it, come back. Leave it, come
yo,
back.
Yo, quiet.
That's Infinite E, ladies and gentlemen. BX, stand
she
up.
She coming right back. Yo, I really want to know this. E Heart, you battled Official 100 times. Fuck is y'all going for a trilogy? Like in the middle of vanilla and shit.
Yo, y'all niggas is wild disrespectful in here, bro.
Yo, you said B Magic. So you'll take B Magic over there.
I love B Magic, but yeah, I'll take B Magic. Lou Castro was struggling over there too.
think that.
But he came back and he tried to get it together. Respect him for that, though.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Real shit. Because, like, it's not easy, y'all. Like, it's no, that's a different monster over there.
Okay. Let me ask you. We had Yoshi on, and Yoshi, she said that the woman promo could have been a little bit better. Like, she felt like, you know what I mean? They should go a little bit more harder. How did you feel the promo was for Chrome with the Battlers, for Chrome 23?
Yoshi promo is different than anything I would call promo. So if that's what she called promo, nah.
What you mean? Like,
because she be getting crazy. Like, she takes shit too far. She take it out of the scope of the battle. And that's not, you know what I mean? Promo shouldn't go like that. Mm-hmm. But yes, I do agree that the promo could be a little better. We could be a little more heavy with the promo, though.
Right.
But
right.
Not in that way, though.
I always find, like, it's difficult sometimes. Like, we promo heavy for Chrome. Like, we pretty much interviewed the entire card, and the rest that we didn't, we're going to get on the after show. Like, you know, just for recaps and stuff. But it was like, it's tough. But I feel like it's tougher to market sometimes for the women, it seemed like, just as in media, because it's, you know, women just seem a little bit more standoffish when it comes to doing the promo and stuff. Like, and I don't know what to attribute that to.
Nah, for real. Hold on. My fault. Fizzy Fifax?
Yeah,
your name is Fizzy Fifax. Like, I will smoke you, boy.
Oh, no.
But,
what? Wait, Fizzy, what
is
it? Smoky, yeah.
Fizzy, you want a chat room OG troll?
Nah, I smoke you, Fizzy Fi. Like, you know, I would have a field day with Fizzy Fi. Don't play with me, my guy. Respectfully, though. Respectfully, yeah. Though. Nah, I ain't gonna lie, though.
The big question is tell you, it's the guy, cook him.
I respect it. Yeah.
Yeah. Nah. You were saying what do we attribute that?
As far as the women being a little bit more reluctant to promo and come outside and, you know, do the interviews and all that, I find that more difficult. So I'm trying to see, like, how better to market the women from the media side, what we can do.
Well, number one, like what I said, a lot of shit be going sideways. Like chicks will start the promo and then somebody will cut a little deep and then that shit will go personal. I smack the shit out of you the next time I see you type shit.
Mm.
Right, that then on top of that, you niggas got it easy in the game. You niggas just need a hat, an Atlanta Braves hat, or a baldy. Know what I mean? A t-shirt and then
cut too. We ain't doing that.
Your shades and then you good for the interview.
Okay.
Know what I'm saying? You good for the interview. We be needing a whole bunch of other shit. Like, I don't, but you know, the other females be wanting to be together. Nigga, where's their makeup artist? Like, niggas be needing to be together. You can't just pop up on a bitch like, yo, you want to do an interview?
Right. I get that.
That's why with me, I always try to, like, with the women, I noticed that a while ago. So, like, I'll hit them up a week in advance. Or, like, I'll
you know, they like to be together all the time and all of that shit taken account. Then you got parents, not trying to get on y'all niggas, but
no, it's real.
A lot of y'all could get up, pick up and leave when y'all want. You know what I'm saying? We got to get shit together. We got to make sure the baby fed, taken care of before we even move out the crib. I remember before I had my daughter, it's a pick up and go to the store. Like, nigga gotta get a whole person ready just to go to the store with me now.
Wow. Different.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So it that's the shit you gotta take into account with the females. But in the same sense, we could make an effort to do better too, though.
Mm.
Like, for real.
Yeah. Yeah.
The chat is heavily saying a lot of people want to see you versus Easy to block if you don't battle Shotgun Suge or Head I see Ice. Head Ice a lot too. Wow. For King versus Queens.
Yeah, I want to see Ice. I don't know if I really want to smoke with Ice, though.
I don't know if I want to see that either.
I got a lot of shit to talk to Easy about, though. I ain't going to hold you.
Ooh, hold up. A lot of shit to talk about. What you mean? Mm-hmm. Let's get to the
page. What you got to say to Easy?
What you got to say to Rashad?
I tell y'all what I got to tape. Well, that's his name, Rashad. Here we go.
No, I was going to say Fresh Prince. He ran Will out of Philly.
Oh, okay. Stop playing with me.
Ooh. I see Casey called him out too.
Easy look like an Earl or something. What's that nigga Easy name? Nigga name. Like, bro, nigga look like an Earl.
Earl. Nah.
Easy got one of them Joe Budden beards. Shit grow all just like under his eyes and shit.
You know what? Yo, we ain't doing that. He's formidable.
Easy is formidable. So I would see why someone of your caliber would want to go after Easy the Block Captain. Like what is it? I mean, you see when you
she's come back in.
Oh yeah, she had the Texan.
300 in here. Everybody hit the likes. You know what I mean? Hit the likes. She said he looked like Earl. That got me crying. I go
saying that man like a Earl is crazy. Earl is an old black man name. Like what?
Earl is definitely an old black man. Like if a nigga named Earl, his parents definitely worked in a sanitation or something.
Definitely. You know what I mean? He's like, probably a mechanic. That's a fact.
Nothing wrong with that. Yeah. What's somebody? But, go ahead, Tom.
But Hart, like, so Easy, right? Outside of the, you know, he's hot right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's been doing his thing, doing his numbers, and having good matchups with, you know, the legend tier, the veteran tier of battle rap. What now? Why now? Why would you want to battle him now when he's doing so well?
Right? I don't want to battle that nigga. I'm just saying though, like niggas keep talking about it. I ain't gonna run from him, but I ain't put the nigga on my hit list and nothing like that. Y'all niggas just don't try to start no shit.
Whatever. What would I'm just saying.
Yeah, like, what do you have to do?
What's the hit list?
I don't have one. It's whoever they call me with. Whoever they call me with, then I start pinning all kind of pictures up on the wall and making targets and shit like that on them niggas. But nah, niggas just kept saying easy, easy, easy. So I'm like, damn, I got some shit to talk to that nigga about if the time arises.
Okay. Kings versus Queens, Geechee Jazz got announced. That's like the first official one that got announced.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts on that? Jazz, is this the first time I ever see it on polls that Jazz is like a 10% winner? What you feel about this? You think she got a chance?
What you mean a 10% winner? Like she's up 60. What you mean?
Like he's up like 90 on like most of the polls I'm seeing.
That's smugly, gritty voice. Like that's smugly right there. I don't know, man. Jazz might be in trouble, but she might fight back. Where the battle gonna be at in Cali?
Yeah, probably.
Nah, cuz that shit unfair.
Nah, it ain't gonna be no damn. It can't be in Cali.
Nah, that shit unfair, cuz. Fuck out of here. Geechee gonna bring mad crip bitches to the battle, try to fucking Debo Jazz. Nah, cuz.
Yo, I knew Loaded Lux was in trouble when I seen Geechee in the street walking and he had like the way the crowd was walking with this nigga, like he was Nelson Mandela or some shit.
Hey, bruh, you missed the bar. The nigga parted the seas. Like he parted all the
What you want to get into the overrate? So, you got
I wanted to get into the next situation. So you had on your current list of people that you have to battle. I remember I was in Spaces. There was mention about Ryda, right? Like this is the day that you and Cube was going back and forth. It was a lot of things happening that day. Are you still gonna battle Ryda? Is that gonna take place? I want to just get some.
You try to put me on the spot right now. I don't know. Matter of fact, you're trying to cut your interview short for real because I've got to go right for Ryder.
Oh.
That's what you're trying to do. You're trying to tell me. You're trying to tell me to get out of StreamYard, my nigga.
No. Wait. Okay. All right. So that is going on. So where is that battle taking place?
Maryland next weekend. Damn, I got to go.
Oh, come on. Okay. All right. I got you.
I'm not cutting your shit short like that. But I really
with you,
though. I know. We've been through this. When I asked you about Flames before you battled her, I'm like, oh, nah, I see what Heart be on. Okay. I got to be careful with this one. And I was like, yo, she got potential. And you was like, yo, Tone, how long a bitch supposed to have potential?
Yeah.
I was like, and I was stumped. I was like,
because we learned that in like fifth grade science, like potential energy has to turn to kinetic at some point.
It does.
Like, know what I'm saying? So
it does. Damn. It does. Niggas be like 3-year rookies. Like
yeah, you know, like niggas been in the game for 8 years talking about they got potential. Heard you.
Oh, so this weekend at the after party, Remy shit, I had a conversation with Maverse. Maverse said, after she smoked
y'all niggas really trying to cut y'all interview short, bro.
What? Like, yo, what? Nah, don't get... my verse said after she smoked cheddar, she's talking big shit.
Not a metaphorical oracle, y'all. What are y'all talking about?
Can we see that happen? E-Heart My Verse.
Go to Sway in the morning and type in E-Heart My Verse Jazz the Rapper. My verse said, the metaphorical oracle. She was whispering to that nigga Sway while she was rapping. Would you stop it with this shit, my nigga?
Yo.
Like,
yo. All because of this shit right here.
Cheddar about to get killed.
Cheddar in trouble now because all this is going on.
I ain't going front. Yo, her energy, I feel like Cheddar might die.
Nah, as scared as I am of Cheddar and them fucking hats she be wearing, my nigga. Like, nah, she not about to lose to my verse, though, my nigga.
Yo, my verse had like that J-Lo and enough energy type vibe. Yeah, like, she definitely did.
Chill. Y'all wildin'. Prestavia versus Prestavia versus Cheddar, battle of the hats. What we doing?
Yo,
listen. Who taking it in three?
Fedora gang, man.
I don't know, man. I ain't see Prestavia with a hat. I think Gun Titles might have, you know what I mean, might have wrapped that up.
No more hats. Nah.
Dora is done with her exploring. Like, she had the hat and she had the book bag with boots in the book bag, my nigga.
Yo, your heart is mad petty, son.
Nah, you know I'm petty as shit.
Who you got? So, all right, okay. Listen. When she cooked Cheddar, I'm pulling up on you first.
She's not cooking Cheddar, bro. I'm telling you that for a fact. Like, she's not cooking Cheddar. Mm. But I'm saying, if you trying to take some, you trying to take a bet, you trying to make a bet.
Oh, no. I ain't trying to bet.
You, Tony?
I'm not gonna take that back.
Oh, cause y'all all the way wildin'. What y'all could do though, real talk, like everybody in the chat, y'all could go to my verse website and make sure y'all purchase that pay-per-view though. That shit $22. So that's make sure y'all hit her up. Like, it's a dope ass card. A Ward on the card, the landlord on the card. Like, make sure if y'all gonna get
the, on the card.
Yeah, if y'all gonna get the pay-per-view, go to my verse website and grab that for real. Support her because she's trying to do some shit that ain't nobody do yet. And I definitely want to see her succeed with this one.
Facts.
That's a fact.
Now, Paula, you want to get to the game?
Yeah, we can get to it. We get to the game. Yeah, we get to the game, man. We play a game here on Black Compass. We ask every artist that pull up, we play a game called Fire. Go ahead, Tone, break it down.
Underrated, overrated, fire, or trash. We give you a person, place, or thing. You tell us if it's overrated, underrated, fire, or trash.
All right, copy.
So, okay. So, overrated, underrated, fire, or trash. I'm actually going to plug in some initiation guys on this. Stumbles.
Nah, I can't rate them because I don't really know, my nigga, like, for real.
Okay.
Now you tested. Y'all playing a game, but you testing. You should have told me it was a battle rap IQ game. Like, IQ is so low.
What you think about these people?
Nah, because I'm not really in tune with Stumbles like that. That's fair. So I don't want to, you know what I mean? I don't want to give them a rating.
That's fair. Polo, yeah. Go ahead, bro.
Okay, underrated, overrated, fire, or trash, Rada.
Rada is fire.
Okay.
Yeah, Rada's fire.
Okay. Underrated, overrated, fire, trash, Holmesy the God.
Holmesy is underrated. Mm. Yeah, Holmesy definitely underrated.
Okay.
Underrated, overrated, fire, trash, Eliza Versa.
Eliza's fire. I don't think she's, niggas they ain't really know about her to be underrating her or overrate. Well, yeah, she fire. Mm. I like her.
Okay. Underrated, overrated, fire, or trash, Saint from L.A.
Saint is, I don't know if he fire or overrated, like, for real. But I'm going to say he fire. Every time I see him, he been fire. He did his damn thing.
Okay.
Underrated, overrated, fire, trash, battling on the West Coast.
Overrated.
Overrated how?
Yeah, I mean, it's like battling anywhere else.
Okay. You don't feel any sort of crowd bias or anything when you go to different places?
Well, I've been I felt more crowd bias in my own state than I have anywhere else. I felt more crowd bias in Brooklyn versus Jazz, and I felt more crowd bias in Manhattan versus Hustle.
Okay. I got you. Overrated, underrated, fire or trash, Sirius Jones?
Why y'all doing this, man?
That's what we do.
Sirius is like grade A trash to me.
Damn.
But he's like the good of the trash. And I think it's more so like his style. Like he kept the same writing style from back then. Like he didn't switch his style up to me.
Okay.
Now, when you say trash, you said trash now. Like you mean like Senate trash bag or like trash?
That's what I'm saying, because look at the decisions y'all gave me, bro. Like I don't think he's fire. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. I don't think he's overrated. And I don't think he's underrated. Like, girl, you hear me on this phone, right? Wait. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think he's none of the other three. So we got to play, like, the process of elimination. That's how I was taught to do it. Mm. Okay. You know, y'all got to put mediocre in that bitch.
Mediocre.
Yeah, like, you got to put mediocre. Funny.
All right. So, I got overrated, underrated, fire or trash. Batman. Yeah.
Who? Yeah. A movie? Batman. The movie?
No. The characters. Yeah. Movies, characters.
Hey, yo, Polo, what we doing, man?
Batman's coming out. Do you think he's overrated, underrated, or fire or trash? A nigga told me I've been arguing about this all day, E-Heart. I have.
What the? I'm crying.
What?
Yo, Polo.
The movie come out this weekend. Can I do some cross promo? Goddamn.
The fuck is you promoing that for?
Yo, them niggas dropped a bag on you, my nigga.
No.
Yo, what they gave you, my nigga? Hold up, son. Yo, the movie comes out
like, Superman bag.
I wanted
right
to see what E-Heart thought about it. My bad, nigga. What's the problem?
Yo,
this nigga going to watch it. It's dope.
Tom sound like a kid on Christmas. That nigga said,
what's the problem?
What's that, man?
What?
Yo, my fault, Tone.
I thought we just dealt with. Okay, all right.
Superman all right, fire, what? Tone. That's what you wanted.
You. All right. I don't care.
My nigga, your favorite comic book fire, bro. Don't let anybody ever tell you that it's not, my nigga. Like, don't let them niggas ruin your day and tell you that it ain't fire.
The
bro.
Movie comes out this you weekend, huh?
Like. You say you was just arguing with a nigga. Don't let that nigga ruin your whole childhood, bro. It's fire.
It was relevant. The movie comes out this weekend.
It's nah, like, fire. Fire. No for word. Sure.
It's fire, Tom.
For sure, fire.
Right,
we good? We straight?
Yeah, we good.
What? All right, whatever.
Underrated, overrated, fire, or trash? Prestavia.
Nah, Prestavia's fire. Prestavia's fire.
She's okay, dope. Okay. You think the way that she battled on this past weekend, did you see that maybe there's ways to attack her? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, are you starting to see that as she battles more?
Yeah, I always find my, like, different ways to come at somebody. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I think I find a way to attack all of my opponents. Mm-hmm. Like, it's definitely a way to attack her, though.
Right.
But I ain't gonna lie, like her coming up right now, like, her upcoming... A lot of niggas is mad that she backed out of that battle or whatever you call it. I don't know if backed out is the proper word, but the battle's not going down.
Yeah. I was going to ask you about that. Like, did she have the right to back out of that? Like, or was she justified, in your opinion, backing out of that battle after what she just did with the?
I mean, what did she, give a reason?
Nah, she just was like, I got C3 coming up and I just did this. So. Duh.
Yeah, she didn't even give a reason.
She didn't even say it. And it's like no backlash for it. Not to say that I want her to have backlash, but I'm saying I don't know if everybody gets that type of like, okay, You know what I'm saying? Or is it the fact that she just did what she did on that card that gives her the license to do that? You know what I'm saying?
Like yesterday's price ain't today's price type shit?
Type shit, mm-hmm. Yeah. But she only, like, what, 6 battles in? I don't know why she can't battle Eliza Versa, to me.
Okay, well, let's say this, though. And I'm only saying this because I low-key admire the shit, right? Mm. Let's see what Jazz's 6 battle is. Let's see what Surf's 6 battle is, right?
Oh, wow, yeah.
And I say them too because I feel like they have had the most strategic career as far as picking their opponents and picking when they do battle or how they battle.
Right.
You know, like I always say, if it's one thing that I could have done different, I might have. Even though a lot of my, you know, a lot of my earlier battles was against the top chicks, though, yeah. Right? But yeah, then as we start going along, you know, I wish I would have maybe picked my battles a little wiser.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So her coming up now and she got somebody behind her that could, you know what I'm saying? Point her in that direction.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at that at all.
Okay. I got one last question too. What I noticed with the new fans, new media, it's like kind of like they're trying to rewrite history in a sense with like the Murder Mooks and like that, you know, they're kind of looking at their resume in a spotlight. What do you think about that? Like the history being rewritten in battle rap?
Nah, you can't rewrite the history. Like it's already written. Like you can't rewrite that. It's there. The proof is there. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. You know, niggas always try to push the, in our culture, in hip hop in general, like, niggas always try to push the old ones out. But it's there, nigga. Like, it's already solidified. You can't rewrite that.
Yeah. Only thing is that I don't know if we still in that era where, see, I get the whole moving strategically, but people want to see battles. You know what I'm saying? Like, we not in the, like, state of, I don't think at least that, you could just sit out for months and then just like pop back up. Like,
well, Jazz just sat out for 200 fucking years.
She's already been here though.
So what? That she's been doing that her whole career, bro. Her whole career, that's been her move.
True. And that was at the time you could do that though. Everybody she battles a killer. Every single person. You know what I'm saying? If you're going to do that.
Okay, so why can't Prestavia make it like that? Nigga, I don't want to battle Eliza Versa. I want to battle killers from now on.
Right, right. I guess the only side effect of that, the only risk in that is that if you're only going to do that, then if you take a loss, see, it worked for Jazz because she's winning these battles, right? Mostly. I know her.
No, I'm not talking about my battle, but if we run down the resume, like,
You and Hustle. No, you and Official, right?
No, I'm talking about Jazz's resume, not mine.
I'm saying you and Official are the ones that beat her.
We could argue Hustle.
Nah.
Yeah. Yeah.
She choked for a long time.
If you want to argue and move.
That's a round. So what are we taking away? The other 2 rounds? Because she choked in the first? Nah. But yeah, it's a lot of.
It's not like you want a rematch. It's not like a rematch.
Now, me and Jazz battled each other 2 times for real. Me and Official battled each other 3 times. Like,
I think we done with you and Official done. Like,
you and Official, like, y'all like Goku and Vegeta or some shit. Y'all just always find a way to fight.
It's always back and forth banter. But regardless of her record, though, you know what I'm saying, it was strategically done. And her career has benefited from that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, why can't another girl do that? I don't give a fuck what time's written, respectfully, though. But, nigga, I can make it my time when I want it to be my time. Like, I go at my pace. Niggas ain't got the battle because you want to see me battle, right? Because it is something called building anticipation. So just keep wanting to see me battle, nigga. I'll be there.
Okay.
Hey,
oh, they want us to ask you about Shuni on stage before. I seen this controversy. I didn't notice it at the time, I guess, but
right.
They're talking about Shuni supposedly helping 40 on stage. I don't know enough about that to really pose that to you, but they want me to ask it. Did you hear about that?
I heard about it, but I don't be watching that thing videos like that for real. Yeah, y'all niggas. Yeah, yeah.
Niggas be looking at everything.
I mean, like y'all niggas want to be entertained by any and everything. Y'all gotta chill, like for real. Mm-hmm. All right, so this is what I'm gonna say about that, right? It's a 7-hour stream on Hot 97's YouTube and on their website.
Sure.
Go to the battles. Go to the battle and see for yourself, like, what's going on. And my thing is, right, mm-hmm. as much as QB was talking in the middle of the round, you don't think QB would have said that? Okay. You giving her bars, yo.
Okay. I ain't gonna front. I think QB was in a hurricane. I don't think she could hear anything outside of 40 balls.
Yeah, once she lost the crowd, it kind of was over for her, to be real. But yeah, but even still, I mean,
her homegirl, anybody, somebody in the stage, anybody, like we wanna. It was silent in there, guys. Like it wasn't. It was silent in there.
Yeah,
that's a fact.
Yeah, if you battling somebody and your opponent is kind of like, you know, maybe not really stuck, but they got that moment in between the stanzas or whatever where they trying to transition into the next, like, four-bar setup or whatever. And they, you know, one of their people says, like, a couple words or, you know, a couple phrases to help them trigger their memory. Are you immediately like, oh, hell nah. Like, we ain't doing that.
No, I'm not. They crucified me for asking that shit. They crucified me. You, I don't even want to mention the nigga name. Another clown-ass nigga, but...
Who?
This nigga, man. And the crazy thing is, I think it was probably, you might have been in the spaces, or it might have been Cola. I told you I'd be getting y'all mixed up and shit.
Yeah, but we wanted to say it's all right.
Yeah, one of the fans had asked, like, yo, like, would it have been wrong if one of Twerk's peoples would have gave him, like, the next line, the transition into his next bar? And when she said that, I'm like, yo, real shit. I'm sitting there watching the stream thinking that too. Mm. Like I myself is wondering, will the fans crucify us for that? Because, nigga, if I know my man next bar, I'm gonna say something.
I'm pretty sure most 95% yeah, of people,
like, I'm gonna give a hint or something.
Like, crucify me if you wanna crucify me, nigga. But it's not a good look, not a good feeling watching your people struggle, right? And you know, I'm not saying give them the line, nigga, back, nigga, like, know what the next line is type shit. Like, nah, don't get a nigga, yo, fucking da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, nah. But if you can throw a word there, I don't know, I would do it. I don't care if y'all fans crucify me, but it's hard watching your people's choke like that.
Man. Hell yeah. That's what I think people don't get. I'm glad you said that. Do you know how uncomfortable it is for somebody you fuck with to just choke? That shit hurts. We're in there embarrassed, like, oh. Like, especially if you know they shit, but they just having one of them days. You know what I mean? So, like, I get it.
Being that we on the subject of 40, this coffee, little retirement battle. She said it's her last battle.
Boy.
Oh, I think she might have got a call or something, Polo.
Nah, my fault. You hear me?
Yeah.
I was looking at the comments. My fault.
Oh, okay. Don't look at the comments.
Yeah, 40 bars versus coffee is coffee last battle. What's your thoughts on that?
No, that's what I was saying, oh boy, about coffee last battle. Like, oh boy, like.
why you say, you don't think she done with battle rap?
No, how many battles she got?
Not enough to be done.
Niggas be coming in working a month talking about y'all retired. Fuck out of here. You ain't getting no benefits, my nigga. Like, you might as well quit. What are you talking about? You retire, nigga. You ain't do no benefits.
Yo,
what'd you say? Hot? What they be doing?
Come on, a month, my nigga. 1 month worth of work does not entitle you to retirement. You're not gonna get any benefits after that. No pension, nothing. Like, stop the shit, coffee.
Right. As a fan, I ain't gonna front. I never believe any battler when they the first time, especially. Yo, I quit. No. That just mean call them with a bag. I feel like if Remy called with that bag, you know what I mean? Put some respect on it. We're going to see the lady from San Bernardino back outside.
Not San Bernardino, though.
Yeah.
I heard you.
That's a fact. That's where she's from. Shout out to
them. I thought it was San Bernardino, but yeah, I think San Bernardino.
That too. I'm from upstate, chill. Yeah.
Where you from, Tony?
Rochester, for sure.
585. Oh, you from up there?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Winner for nine.
And
months.
Where Cola from?
Chicago.
Cola from Chicago.
He don't sound like a Chicago man. All niggas from Chicago. You know a nigga
I'm
from Chicago.
I'm from Brooklyn, of course. The best part of the world.
Oh God.
Respectfully, though,
second to the Bronx,
the world.
Respectfully.
Right.
Bronx and the Brooklyn is like the same. Y'all, yeah, like,
Bronx.
I'm just jealous of y'all niggas, man. Like, nigga, go to North Carolina and say I'm from Brooklyn and shake the building. Fuck out of here.
Fucking the Bronx.
That shit ain't gonna work.
Bronx don't shake the building.
Like, nah, hell no. Like hell no.
Nigga, say I'm from the Bronx. This is gonna be mad crazy.
Bronx don't shake the building. Harlem shakes the building. Brooklyn shakes the building. Bronx will shake the BX. I don't believe it. Come on now.
Nah, the BX fire though. Don't get it mistaken now. But they don't shake the building like Brooklyn now.
Nah, niggas get scared when they hear the Bronx is in the building. Like, right. Oh, and they get a little scared out there. Oh shit.
Like what?
what's your thoughts on 40 Bars versus Coffee though, man? You think 40 could do it again? 30 days later, I believe.
Yeah. 40 gonna do it again.
Okay.
40 gonna do it again. I don't see Coffee beating 40.
All right. I got you. Oh,
she lucky
thing.
It wasn't me in the Bronx though. But go ahead.
Oh, that's what I was trying to get at. Why? What's up with why that ain't happened?
I don't know, my nigga. You gotta make it make sense for me because I don't even know for real.
Yeah, man, we got conviction and Coffee. Come on, y'all. What are we doing right now? Come on, y'all. Y'all got to get in these batches.
Respectfully, though, my nigga, like people, parents be telling them to play with something safe. You know, maybe they start listening. Maybe they just started listening to their parents. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Not to their parents, yo.
Well, not even saying that 40 is something safe because she about to get smoked that way too.
Yeah, after this 40 performance, I'm definitely I'm going in the lab, revising my rounds. I'm definitely going if I'm Coffee. What you was gonna say, Toll?
No, I was gonna say, man, it's 350 in here, people's in tune, everything like that. I wanted to ask about like music and the freestyles. Like I like those. Like keep those coming. Are we gonna get LP, project, EP, whatever coming up soon?
Yeah, y'all got the EP. I mean, y'all got the EP right now. Stop playing. Go download that. Go shit. Go stream that. Go put that on your playlist called Heart of War. It's everywhere. EP, little 5 tracks. I ain't going to take too much of your time. Little 14, 15 minutes.
Okay.
You know
okay.
What I'm saying? And then, yeah, I'm going to try to hit y'all with the LP. Little, probably like for the summer. Get some summer bang. Okay. But I ain't going to lie. I'm trying to get these visuals together. I was just surveying like what video they want to see, and they told me all 5 joints could use a video. So it's like I'm ready to work.
That's fire.
If it's videographers from New York in the chat, hit me up. IG, okay. Twitter. Let's work.
Okay. That's what's up.
We got another diss song in the tuck.
Nah, you know, I be leaving niggas alone. Sugar put out 2 more because I think he put out his 4th diss track. I only respond every 3 tracks, so because he's not that good. Like, so.
That's, you know what? That's crazy.
Yeah, so if you put out 2 more, then I'll make my 2nd diss track. But other than that, you know, I got bigger fish. Contrary to belief, there are bigger fish out there that I could fry.
Okay. That's what's up. I mean, we all here for it. We definitely appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? As far as the answers and all that, very entertaining. Definitely. I mean, I think for a lot of people, they probably don't know it unless you're in the spaces, seeing your interviews at the venues. They don't know how funny, personable and shit like that. So I appreciate how candid you was on this. We'll give you the ISO, but you don't put 24 seconds on shot clock. You tell the people what they need to know, how to follow you, what you got going on. We're going to close it out. All right. It's on you.
Yeah, first of all, I just want to say, like, stop acting like I'm not approachable. I'm mad cool. Holla at your girl, E-Heart, B-X-Y-O, stand up. Know what I mean? Make sure y'all download that motherfucking Heart of War. Know what I'm saying? You can stream it, put it on the playlist, and you can download it. Give me my little 99-cent track, man. I ain't asking for too much, but if not, you know, the stream is all good. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at E-Heart914 and IG, The Real E-Heart. And yeah, man, that's pretty much make sure y'all go check out the Chrome 2-3 stream if y'all ain't seen it yet.
What we just got like a last minute donation type question for $5. Who would be your in agenda partner for a 2-on-2?
Yo, go spend that $5 on my album too, Hardcore Flavor. Appreciate you.
go spend that $5 on the album,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, like they just 99 cents. They actually come out to like $4.95 or some shit. I don't know. I fuck with a Nitty. I fuck with Rock. Might fuck with an Av.
Av and E Heart.
Chess. Okay. Like, yeah, nah, it's a couple of hitters I fuck with for real, though.
You and Chess, Portland, low key.
Portland,
yo, you might just pull up the Gun Titles.
Gun Titles act like they don't want me. I should have been over there. That I'm not begging y'all niggas to be. Fuck yeah, I'm E Heart, my nigga. I'm not begging y'all niggas to be down with y'all.
Right.
Fuck out of here. Y'all want me? Send me. Like, come on now.
Man, that contract's supposed to be signed. They bugging.
But yeah, they wilding. They sleeping.
Come on, man. But Heart, we definitely appreciate you. Enjoy your night and everything like that. You always welcomed up here.
Nah, I appreciate y'all. Don't tell me that. I'm gonna come crash y'all shit one day.
Yo, do that shit. You always welcome. Like
that's a fact.
Real shit. I
appreciate y'all.
No doubt, no doubt, man. That was E Heart. Shout out to the BX. Shout out to E Heart, man. Legend in the game. Definitely dope, man. Fun interview. Good energy at all times. And make sure y'all follow E Heart. Follow her her music too, man. Like, she's dope on the
beat. She got a lot of fire music.
Had a lot for us to think about, man. Polo, you think we should start counting Verbal Warzone in the shits when we do the end of the year rankings?
If it's a crazy battle.
If it's crazy.
If it's crazy. I mean, that's tricky. That's tricky. I ain't gonna front. That one right there is kind of tricky.
It's like a different set of like rules almost, because yo, I ain't gonna cap, bro. Go watch her battles versus Young L and versus Official. I can't. I was there for the Official joint. The Young L joint is one of those too. Like, they got some talent over there, bro. Fire the Misfit, Young L, Butter from the Block. Like, they got, it's people over there that's like really actually dope.
Nah, that's the fire. Like, Verbal Warzone is definitely fire though. I ain't gonna front. That's a head scratcher right there.
We really gotta like really think about. You know what I'm saying? Because I do see more and more people going over there and doing their thing. You know what I mean? And I don't think it's easy at all. Because it's like, it's easier to flow and to be hell. Nah, some of these niggas can't really rap for real. If we being honest,
that's a fact. Listen, man. Honest. But we got the Bar Guy show again. Everybody asking for Cole in the chat. We got the Bar Guy show pulling up. It's coming at 10 p.m. 2 hours from now. So make sure y'all pull back up for that. It's gonna be a movie. Absolutely. Yeah, man. We got a lot of shit cooking right now. You're gonna be in Houston this weekend, Tone.
Absolutely. If you are in Texas this weekend, if you're in Houston, Texas this weekend will be initiations. 2-day card. There are 32 MCs in the card, so you're gonna get a bunch of battles. You know what I'm saying? Fonz is outside. Everybody that was a part of UM well. So the She Happens and J2s and Swervo and Bose. And so all of them going to be outside. You also got Fonz. You also got my man Snake Eyes, of course. You got battles out there. It's a 2-day event in Texas.
I think Real Name Brandon just got added to the first card.
Real Name Brandon. Day one. Yeah. Day one, yeah. So you know what I mean? It's some good hitters, man. It's definitely some good hitters on that one. Should be some good battles, man. So come out there. If you out there, come check me. You know what I'm saying? I'll probably be the dude with the Henny and the Red Bull. You know what I mean? And so meet me at the bar. All right. But other than that, man, it's you know what I mean? It's been another great week for all this stuff, man. We got a bunch of interviews coming next.
Oh, and we got the Chrome 23 joint about to drop too, the behind the scenes.
That's a fact. We got a Chrome 23 joint that we want to put out as well. You know what I mean? Some of the like the footage, you know what I mean? I'm trying to get that all put together so that by the time the Bar Guy show happens, we can actually premiere it on there. But all that stuff's going to be available, man. Join the Patreon too, because Polo, we got to tell the people.
Special announcement, man. We back for this year. We heard everybody. We heard y'all out. It's official. We're going to do 2 radio shows a week, but the catch is only one of the radio shows is going to be for YouTube. The other one is going to be for exclusively for the Patreon. So exactly. Make sure you join the Patreon. It's going to be me, Tone, Posey, Drizzy, exclusive band, uncut. We say whatever the hell we want.
Yeah.
We could say the F word, all kind of shit.
Oh, yeah.
For Patreon only. So make sure you join the Patreon. Click our Twitter, Black Compass Media, BCM. I'm sorry, Black Compass BCM. It's the first pinned tweet. Click that, subscribe. We here, man. We got a lot of exclusive content about to drop for the Patreon.
Send your hate mail to blackcompasssociety@gmail.com. Follow us at Black Compass BCM on Twitter, Spotify, iTunes, everywhere you stream stuff. Our content will be. We up out of here, y'all. Peace.